What is up, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. Thank you guys for listening. It means the world to me. As always, go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie Smores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. Before I go any further, I do have to send a big shout out to my boy, Big Billy Billimacky. I know I've missed his shout out in the last few podcasts, and he's been feeling down about it. But he needs to know that I appreciate him. I thank him for listening every week. And as a fellow Bears fan, I know he understands the plight of being a Bears fan and how this season has gone. Also, a shout out to Griff Dog if he's listening. And McDreamy, you know who you are. So McDreamy's one of the new guys at work. And I just kind of have to explain this because I know my wife likes to listen, so she doesn't think it's like code word for like a side piece or some shit. McDreamy is this guy, is this new guy at work. His name is Jeremy. I walked in on a conversation that they were having, and somebody had said his name. I don't know exactly what had happened. I had just walked into all this. Somebody had said his name in a way that he does not like. So he was correcting him and being like, "Hey, there's two E's in my name. It's Jeremy." I was real confused because all I had heard of their conversation was that little part. And I thought, and when he said that his name is Jeremy, I was hearing McDreamy, and it was just, so anyway, that's his nickname now. Also, man, if you're listening to this podcast before Christmas, you're going to do some shopping, man. Please be nice to your retail workers. Look, man, this is the most stressful time of the year for us too. Think about it. We have all that stuff going on outside. You know, we have the same amount of stress you guys do outside of work about family, about presents, about just everything surrounding the holidays. Plus, it is the busiest time of the year. The 23rd, which will be an insane day, is actually the busiest shopping day of the year. And just be kind. And try to be patient and just understand, like, look, we got stuff going on too. Obviously, that does not, does not excuse a retail worker being rude, or things like that, but please don't yell and scream at us when we don't have exactly what you're looking for, especially as we're getting closer to Christmas, because, you know, sometimes we can't keep stuff in stock. Anyway, that's my little rant about what my work life is like right now. After being away from retail for last Christmas, it's definitely a big adjustment to be back into it. Not a bad thing. I do, I, for me, the feeling I get out of helping people, you know, outweighs the yelling at and the things like that. So, for me, it really isn't that bad. But anyway, as I mentioned when talking about Bill, the Bears are out of the playoffs. And unfortunately, once again, being back into that retail world, I don't get to watch. I haven't gotten to watch as many games as I would have liked. I missed the end of that Packers game, which I really think was better for me. I do gotta say, though, man, that interference call that they called on Cordarrelle Patterson on that punt return was a bunch of bullshit. That right there is potentially the Bears up by 7 to start the game and a huge momentum swing. It is what it is. You know, I mean, there was another, you know, 40 minutes of football or whatever it was at that point to play. But that is a ton of bullshit. And, I mean, just the officiating in general has been bad. I know I touched on it before. After the Packers-Lions game where we had all those face masks, which also I would also like to bring up the fact that during that Bears-Dallas game last week, there were three different face masks, at least three different face masks that were against Dallas as they were tackling David Montgomery that weren't called, that were playing right in front of the ref. I mean, officiating has just been horrible all across the board. All across the books, no matter what team you have. I mean, hell, we just saw the Patriots get screwed by the refs. You know. So, I mean, the NFL really does have to figure something out about this. Make officials full-time. Get officials a training academy type deal so they know how to deal with the situation. The other problem is, man, we have this new pass interference review thing, man, and these refs are too bullheaded to actually change their calls. And so we're going to see it just go away, which is complete bullshit. You know, the whole point in putting this in is to correct those egregious calls. But when you're not overturning any of it, you know, you're getting DeAndre Hopkins getting tackled before the ball even gets there. I mean, it's clear as day. And, like, I back at the beginning of the football season, I was talking about how, you know, when you slow any play down, any coverage that DB is playing, as you're slowing a play down, of course it's going to look like it's pass interference. But the thing is, like, when it's blatant like that, like, literally, he was getting tackled before the ball's even there. I don't know how the refs can justify not turning it around or not overturning it. It blows my mind. I don't know what is going on with the NFL right now and their officiating. It makes games really, really hard to watch. It's been tough. With that being said, the other thing I want to touch on before we start getting into the sneaker talk, obviously it's been 2 weeks since we've had a pod out. But in those 2 weeks, I've been really thinking about it. And there's going to be, I got a couple concepts that I think are going to be really good that, I think we're going to test out with a podcast coming up here. Like I said, I think it's going to be really good. I'm just going to give you guys, I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of suspense here and tell you that we're going to have a guest hopefully on this next pod. If you guys have listened to the podcast, it's somebody that you're familiar with, and I'm very excited about it. And then, like I said, I got a couple other concepts that we're kicking around, and I'm really hoping you guys are going to enjoy it. I'm sorry. One last thing before I get into the sneaker talk, which I promise I will, because that's what this podcast is based around. I do want to send a huge shout out to the guys in the Sneaker History Podcast, for giving me a shout out. they read my review that I left for them on iTunes. Go listen to the Sneaker History Podcast, man. You're going to learn stuff. Like, literally, I've been in this game for 16 years now. I learn something every episode they're putting out. I'm learning something. It is a great podcast. With very, very knowledgeable guys. So go check that out. While I'm still kind of doing shout outs, another podcast to go listen to is the Sneaker Podcast. I love them guys. They are Canucks, but we'll still show them some love. They have a great podcast. I think they might be going on a little bit of a break right now, but you can always catch up on their old episodes and stuff. But with all that being said, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this show. Let's start talking some kicks. Guys, I know I say it at the beginning and the end of every single episode, but please go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at BIGGIE_SMORES. Please go follow me. Give me feedback on the podcast, man. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Give me suggestions. Everything helps. Every little bit helps. I'm doing this for the people, man. So let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't. Let me know if you want to be on an episode. I might let you come on. I don't know. You guys, thank you for always listening. Thank you for always supporting. Thank you for the people that do give me feedback. I truly, truly appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thank you so much, guys. Now back to the pod. All right, guys, let's start off the sneaker talk here with Yeezy 350 V2. I haven't really talked much about Yeezys a lot lately, or really Adidas in general. They haven't been putting up much that I've been really digging that I really want to talk about. If you're one of those guys that's always following, like, nice kicks, kicks on fire, all that type of stuff, you'll notice there's actually a lot of shoes that I don't talk about, just because they're things that either don't do it for me, or mostly just because they don't do it for me. But yeah, so we got a Yeezy 350 V2. They're calling it a Desert Sage. And this is one of the reasons why I have a hard time with Yeezys and Adidas in general right now. So many colorways look so similar. With this shoe, it has this grayish kind of green upper, and then just this real contrasting from the description that I read on Kicks on Fire, they were calling it a crimson. To me, it looks like a bright red. I know Nike used to use the term hot punch for the color. I don't know, man. I don't understand it myself. There's so many similar colors. Like, why are we doing this to people? But they're saying spring 2020 release date, and retails 220, as most V2s are. So let's move to Nike. This is a shoe that I'm actually super excited to see come back. If you know me, it is one of my favorite shoes of all time. One of my favorite models of all time. We've already seen the All-Star colorway come back. The LeBron 7 Christmas Day is coming back out. That's dropping 12/19. $200 is retail. For those who haven't seen it, if you haven't been around that long, shoes got like a black upper, and then there's a red gradient that comes from the airbag on up. They have a silver swoosh on them, and then a black outsole. It's hard to go wrong with a LeBron 7 to me. So I do really like them. Yeah, I really like them myself. All right, sorry for the delay there, but as I was reading through my notes, somehow I deleted them. So we're going to kind of try and kick this off the top of the dome. Basically, I'm just going to pull through. We're going to scroll up through Kicks on Fire here. We're going to see what we can come up with. They have some really dope Jordan 1 lows that are coming out lately. This one right here is a white and pine green. White base, green overlay on them, and then a black swoosh, Black Wings logo in the back, with a green outsole. I mean, and for $90, man, they're doing right by these Jordan 1 lows. I know a lot of people aren't huge fans of them, but I like them, and I definitely, they look good. And like I said, they've been having a lot of colorways. There's a white and varsity red one that I've seen too. There's also a court purple one. Really pretty pumped about that. Here's another shoe that I was going to talk about. The Air Jordan 1 High Zoom Racer Blue. These things, I think they're pretty sweet. I like them more than the Fearless Zooms that came out last month. They have a white base, and then kind of gray. It's similar to how Yeezys are. They have this like grayish, kind of blue hinted patent on the overlays and the swoosh, and like the collar there, White Wings logo, and then that the lining, I couldn't think of the word, the lining is that racer blue color, and they have this translucent blue tinted outsole that also, I haven't seen a picture of the outsole itself, but it does appear like there's like some pinkish in there too. I think it's a really clean looking shoe. I'm trying to find the release date in that for it. They're just saying January 2020 and retail $175. That's a really, really nice shoe for $175, I think. Plus you're getting Zoom in it, so that's pretty damn cool. Oh, this is something that's really, really dope. I know I touched on it in the last podcast. Jordan Brand's bringing back the Dub Zeros. Well, they got the original colorway coming back out. The white, fire red, and black. I mean, for a dude like me, and obviously, you know, a lot of this is all what we grew up in, things like that. I love the Dub Zeros. So I think it's really dope that these are coming back. There's no actual release date on them. Retail's 160. But it's just like, I don't understand the hate behind it. I think it's actually a really good looking shoe. I think they did a great job in the mashing, up of the colors and all that. But just, I mean, people are going to knock it. It is what it is. Another dope shoe. Obviously this isn't releasing. There's a really dope Oregon PE Jordan 7 that we've seen. They have a yellow upper on them, and then they have green Jumpman's upper on the collar, and then this kind of, there's a couple different color greens, like, on the tongue. It looks like there's a patch on the tongue, too. Appears like it's, like, a number one. There's only one photo of these, and then they have, like, a yellow, green, black, and a little bit of white in the outsole. Like I said, it's really dope. Oregon PE, so I mean, we'll see some cats with them, but they're gonna be difficult to get their hands on, I can tell you that. The Jordan 3 Animal Pack is gonna be dropping. And that's one of those things I haven't really talked about. They don't do anything for me. I don't like them. They drop December 19th. Yep. 225's retail on them. By the time you listen to this, it's already gonna be out. And you probably didn't get it. There's the Uninterrupted LeBron 17. It's a really, really clean looking shoe to me. White midsole, outsole, and then the swoosh has like a, the swoosh is white with a black lining on it. It looks really, really clean. The upper is a royal blue color, and then like the battle knit has like a black gradient to it. And then that lace cover thing that they have on them actually has Velcro. And there's, I think, two different lace cover things. There's a white one, and then there's a blue one to match, too. And on them, it says More Than an Athlete and the LBJ Crown logo. I think it's a really clean-looking shoe. I think it's really nice. Not huge on blue shoes, but I do think it's really nice. They drop on Christmas Day for $200. This is way harder when I'm not prepared at all for any of this. There's a Jordan 11 Low IE that's coming back. Black cement colorway. I absolutely hate the Jordan 11 IEs. So it doesn't do anything for me at all. But it's got a black base. I guess you'd call it the overlay on them. Is in the elephant print. The tongue is the cement gray, red Jumpman on the tongue. The lining of the tongue is red, and then the lining inside of the shoe is that cement gray as well. That has like a clear outsole that almost has like a grayish hint to it. Looks like those are dropping summer 2020. Retail is going to be 170. Like I said, I'm not feeling them. There isn't a Jordan 11 IE that I've ever seen that I've liked. I don't understand the hype behind them. Looks like we're going to have a Jordan 13 Lucky Green dropping. It looks just like the Ray Allen PE, except for obviously there's no Ray branding on it or anything. They're saying July 4th of 2020. Retails $190 on those. Oh, this is a shoe that I know I had written down in there. The RSVP Gallery times Nike Air Force One High. It's a really dope looking shoe to me. It's got like a white base and then it's not Volt, but it's like a lime green swoosh on them with actually, I think they're all glow-in-the-dark accents, and then the midsole and outsole are glow-in-the-dark. Really dope-looking shoe, actually. And then they also have that... I don't know how you would describe it. Like the, it's like the third eye stay from the top that has like a... there's like a double holder. They're like back to back. The Jordan 3s have them on them. There's a lot of those shoes from like that same period, the late 80s, all kind of have that. They're a real dope shoe. They sort of reminiscent of the Don C Air Force One. I'm pretty sure it was a Don C one. Maybe it was the Victor Cruz one I'm thinking about. I'm not sure. I know this is kind of made for a shitty podcast. So we got another Reebok question coming out. Y'all know how I feel about questions. I do love the shoe, but Reebok is killing them by constantly having releases. That's all I'm going to say about it. They're calling it the Heart Over Hype. Basically, it's a red upper with a black toe on it. I'm not really feeling them, but hey. The Jordan 1 times Airship pack, that finally has its nickname. It's the New Beginnings pack. I don't remember if I said it in the last pod, but it does sound like it's going to have a February 2020 release, and then retail's going to be $350 on them boys. There's also a really dope Jordan 1 mid I wanted to talk about that is inspired by the Chicago 1. So it's like a mix of the bread and Chicago colorways. The side panel on them. So it's basically a bread, but with a white side panel and a white tongue on them, and then a black midsole. I think it's a really good-looking shoe. The fact that these Jordan 1 mids, everybody hates the mid-cut, but seriously, man, stop it. Stop it. Doesn't look like there's an official release date, but they are retails $110 on them. Like I said, it's a really clean, good looking shoe. I don't understand why people would hate on it. We got the Kaepernick Air Force One. I really do like this shoe, although one thing that I noticed in like the promotional pictures for it, I don't know if these are official Nike pictures or what, but there's a shot that they show of the heel tabs on them, which both have like Kaepernick's face with his fro. But the right shoe, the heel tab on this thing is so messed up. Like, who approved that to be the shoe that we're gonna see in like these photos? Like, that is the cut of it. It's just like it's funky, off whack. Like, I don't get it, man. Anyway. So the Kaepernick Air Force Ones drop in December 28th. Retails $110 on them. Depending on how Christmas goes, those might be something I try and get just for my collection. I don't really think I'm going to really talk too much about anything else in here. We have seen a lot more images of the Off-White Jordan 5. Still think it's trash. I don't understand it. The weird windows all over the place. No padding around the collar. Like, the pre-yellowed outsole, which, I mean, I could deal with if the upper wasn't so weird. But thanks for sticking with me throughout all that after I somehow deleted my notes like a dumbass. And I'm over here like smacking the table. I'm smacking the springs on my boom, making a whole bunch of racket. But that was our sneaker news and talk. Visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip-hop scene, profiling up-and-coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentleman, live the Great Lakes good life. All right, guys. Thank you guys so very much for listening. At least I hope you made it to this point, because the sneaker news was almost painful for me to record. But we all know I don't want to be a perfectionist. It would take me a little bit longer than, you know, I really have time for right now to record this, to go back through and, you know, redo all my notes and everything. So thank you for sticking with me. As always, go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. Go like our page on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheBiggieS'mores Show. I am always trying to like and share things on that page. I want engagement. Also, if you guys have any suggestions, I know I was talking about how I have a couple concepts that I'm going to try and get kind of implemented into the show here soon. But if you have any suggestions, any feedback, anything like that, please do not hesitate to hit me up, because I want to make this the best podcast in the world. I want to make it the best podcast that you can possibly listen to. And I can't do that without some feedback. I can't do that with knowing what I'm doing, you know, without knowing what I'm doing good and what I'm not doing good at. So, if you got any questions, comments, concerns, critiques, if you're just telling me that I'm a blowhard and you think I should quit, go right ahead. Just let me know, guys. Just let me know. And as always, I say this at the end of every podcast: make sure you smile. Make sure you realize how lucky you are to even be alive. Make sure that you are doing what's going to make you happy. happiness at the end of the day is everybody's goal, right? So you have to be able to put yourself into a position to be happy. Don't listen to what other people think. You do you and just be happy and smile. And if you need it, man, go talk to somebody. Man, everybody goes through struggles. Everybody has those glass balls they're juggling. And sometimes it feels like you can't do it. You just need to sit and talk and vent. Go ahead and do it. Believe me, you'll feel a lot better. I'd rather that than to hear about some tragedy. Okay. You guys, have a great week. If I don't get to you guys before Christmas, please have a great holiday. I know I will. I'll have most of the family at my house. I'm nervous and excited for it to have everybody at our house. But I digress. You guys have a great holiday season. Hopefully I'll hit you up before then. But if I don't, I hope Santa was good to you. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great night. Smile. I love you guys. Peace. And much love to you.